Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today, I am thrilled to have with us Jordan Mitchell, Associate Director for DEI and ESG at KPMG. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you.
Also excited to have with us today, Zoe Thompson, U.S. Social Strategy Lead, also at KPMG. Zoe, so honored to have you with us today.
Thank you for having us. Great to be here.
Well, it's so great to have you both with us today, and I'd like to lead in right to the first question to Jordan, and then directly to you, Zoe. Could you please introduce yourselves to our global audience and provide a glimpse, a behind-the-scenes look, if you may, at your work at KPMG?
Yeah, appreciate it, George. Well, first and foremost, I appreciate you having me, and I'm very excited to be here and have these conversations. I am the Associate Director for DEI and ESG at KPMG, as you mentioned, which means a few different things, frankly. One of the best privileges and honors that I have at KPMG is I get to work with amazing leaders like Zoe and others on how DEI impacts our workforce. In the ESG space, I work with Zoe on the social strategy team and on how we deliver amazing client service in that space on workforce, community, and client customer approach. So very, very excited again to be here. In terms of behind the scenes, I think we'll get into that a little bit more, but I'm super pumped about what I get to do and feel super honored to be able to do it. So again, happy to be here.
Well, fantastic. We'd like to hear from Zoe as well. Would you kindly provide us with an insight to your work and to the impact you're making across the planet?
Oh goodness, that's a tall order. So George, as you mentioned, my role is I lead social strategy for the US for ESG. So we know ESG, there's the environment, there's social, there's governance. And that middle piece, social, that's what I lead. In KPMG context and pretty much across the globe, that includes everything from diversity, equity, inclusion to ethical relationships, such as ethical supply chain, ensuring human rights, looking at ethical housing, environmental justice, really all of those components that are included when you talk about the relationship between companies and organizations and society and people. I also, within the U.S., co-lead our diversity, equity, and inclusion practice. What that means is we help clients who are looking at their own DEI journeys and trying to figure out what they're going to be doing for their organizations, and we help clients work on that. So hopefully having impact on the planet, like you said, definitely really exciting work right now. It's a great time to be working with business because people understand and they value companies caring about society and people, and they know it's really good for business.
Absolutely, 100%, and we just stand in awe at the work being led by KPMG in this area, especially ESG. And so, Jordan, what motivated you to pursue a career in DEI and ESG, and how did you begin? How did you even begin to develop an expertise in this area?
Yeah, it's a good question. And frankly, I can't answer it unless I kind of go way back. So I was born in, I'm not going to do quite that, but I grew up in an environment that lacked a lot of equity. I had a single mom, was raised in an environment that had lots of crime and drug use, et cetera. I had even seen someone get killed in front of me due to gang violence by the time I was five. And so when you grow up in that environment, you can kind of have this bubble surround you and of limits, where you can go, what you can do, what's possible. And as you get older, that bubble can start to solidify. But thankfully for me, I'm lucky to have my mom, my grandfather, my brother, some amazing family members that were my advocates that really taught me to believe that anything is possible. And so I got to break through that, and then when you start to break through that, you can't forget that, you can't ignore where you come from. It's a part of you always, and so as I remembered that, I always had it stuck into me, into my heart, that I want to do something for those folks. I wanted to live life with some semblance of purpose that dedicated to building the equity in environments that I came from, which so severely lacked equity. So I went into the military as a young adult. I spent 12 years in the military. And during that time, I got to see, again, inequities all over the world. And those type of inequities, again, start to perseverate. But the one that really stuck out to me that also added into to kind of my purpose and mission was human trafficking. So when I got out of active duty in 2014, I started a nonprofit dedicated to anti-human trafficking, and I ran that for 6 years. In that time, I learned more than I had ever learned in my life to that point, really about how the connection and intersection of the inequities that I had experienced myself or had seen in different places around the world, how that intersects with the way that society and business interacts with community. And it offered me a unique opportunity to start bridging that gap. And I did feel like there was a gap. There was a cavern, if you will, of lack of knowledge about the folks that were running corporate environments that were desperately trying to find a way to impact their communities in a positive manner. And those who were in the communities actively living that inequity, they just needed the how. They knew the why, they had the intention, it was the how. And so as I started kind of building that through the nonprofit work, consulting became a part of that, key business principles became a part of that. And it was about building business opportunity, but also then using that business and that success to further build equity and development in communities. And so all that to say, it's been kind of a life mission of mine to be in this kind of DEI and ESG space, even when I didn't know it was called that. Those are much more, I think, social and corporate type of terms. When I was a kid growing up, I did not know what DEI and ESG meant. But I am super honored and privileged to be able to do this work. By the time I got to KPMG, it felt like a dream come true, frankly. I remember the call that I got that said, you know, you now get to work for KPMG. It was life changing. It was monumental. And so, you know, the career that I have found myself in, driven by purpose and meaning and intention, the place that I've ended up in KPMG is one of the greatest, luckiest things that has truly ever happened to my career. And between those two things combined and amazing team members and leaders like Zoe and others, I'm not just saying that because she's on the call. It's just a monumentally amazing opportunity. So, and frankly, to answer that last part, how do you develop that expertise? You do it every day. You learn every day. You're constantly growing. You're learning from new people. And I try to stay as hungry to learn as much as possible. So it's a constant development, but it's a fun process nonetheless.
Jordan, I've got to tell you that, you know, the resilience that you exemplify is profound, and thank you so much for sharing your story. I mean, it's powerful to say the least, and so beyond inspiring. So we're deeply grateful to you for sharing that with our global audience, the millions of people that be watching this program on IdeaGen TV. I'd like to turn to Zoe for a moment and ask Zoe, you mentioned your role on the social side of the ESG, and there's DEI, there's ESG, there's the measurement of the impact of ESG and DEI. Mm-hmm. How do you begin, Zoe, to measure that impact? What metrics? How does that even begin?
So before I answer that question, I want to just start with the premise that we believe, and studies have shown, diversity is good for business. So if you look at more diverse teams are more innovative. Companies that have more diversity on their boards actually have better returns. So we know that diversity, diversity of experience, diversity of thought is good for business. So if you start with that premise, then the question is, well, what helps your business? And looking at companies to say, all right, the first question is, what are you trying to do? So again, it's good for business. We also think it's good for individuals. But taking a look at if we have more diverse teams, if we have a more diverse workforce, if we have a more inclusive workforce, we think that's going to be good for our company. So how do we measure that? Well, if you're looking at how diverse is your workforce, you can look at the demographics. You should already have that information. How diverse is it at all levels? So not just entry level, not just middle management, not just senior management, also the board, looking across the board. How diverse? And then stepping a little bit back, how diverse is our pipeline? Where are we getting our employees? What's our hit rate? How many people are we interviewing? How many are accepting those? What's our attrition? How many people are staying? Where are we finding the biggest problems? And then looking at inclusion. Everybody does employee engagement surveys. How inclusive is your environment? What is the level of satisfaction of your employees at all levels? Are you looking at the demographics? We find for a lot of organizations, they already have a lot of that data. It's looking at it through a lens of diversity and saying, what are those metrics that drive our business performance? And then what is the involvement of diversity and inclusion in those metrics? So again, and if there's one thing hopefully people take away from this, is that this is good for business. And so look at those metrics that drive your business and make sure you're thinking about diversity as well.
Absolutely profound. And thank you for that, because I think it's not common for folks to understand exactly how that plays out. How do you begin to measure? How do you begin to measure that impact, which is so profound and can be so profound? And so as we turn to Jordan, you've written a book. Jordan, you've written a book called A Career Unpaved, Insights and Inspiration for a Career in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Could you tell us a little bit about the book? I know it's inspiring, and I know exactly how much work goes into writing a book, having done it. Tell us about your journey and about the book.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And actually, a lot of what Zoe said is some of the inspiration to that. I mean, frankly, the DEI space in general is a space that has existed for a long time. It wasn't always called diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, even now, many organizations call it different things: diversity and inclusion, DEIB, JEDI. I mean, it's called many different things, but the core sentiments and intentions of the programming and initiatives that fall under DEI has been around for a long time. What has happened, though, in the last few years has been, unfortunately, due to caused by a lot of tragedy in a moment in time in which the confrontation of the personal and the professional have come together in a way that we didn't expect. In 2020, the pandemic happened, which brought everybody into each other's homes for the first time in really generations, as it came to how we interact with each other and each other's families in our way to doing work. Then you add in the horrific tragedies of the murders of Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd. And now these sparks of kind of set aflame to a movement that said no one person, no one community, no one entity can be on the sidelines anymore or tiptoe kind of their relationship with some of these topics and considerations. And so the book really stemmed from the type of conversations that I was having since that 2020 timeframe, which really centered around, I'm passionate about this. I see things on the news. I've been to conversations. We talk about it at Thanksgiving with, sometimes great conversations, sometimes maybe confrontational ones, but we talk about it and I'm interested in it. Now what do I do? And so the process of writing the book was started years ago when it came down to what are the types of conversations that we all have within those moments, but then also what are the conversations we have with ourselves? Do you know your why? What is your story? Why are you doing the things that you do? And when you think about it, George, you think about every one of us are here for the moment we are in, we're here for a specific reason, a series of decisions and experiences that we all have. And it all comes down to everything. I mean, everything around my background, you know, I'm a diehard Chicago Bears fan. That football is signed by Walter Payton. That's pretty cool. I love it. On this side, I've got my military certificate. And when I went to Special Forces selection, all these different things are around me that shows me like my experiences and the things that I've done that get me to where I am, that allow me to sit where I sit and even have this conversation with you. But those stories help paint a picture of why I do what I do. The story we talked about, the introduction of my story and how I grew up, that's painting a picture of why I do what I do. So knowing your why is so incredibly important to also being able to understand what you do and how you do it and the pathways you choose to make sure you have that greatest impact. And so the knowing your why part is a big part of that book. But then once you know your why, and once you kind of have that feeling, that motivation to do it, then what? I mean, what do you do from there? And one of the greatest kind of opportunities I saw and I've seen in these different conversations has been knowing the system of guardrails, knowing the next step, knowing the path that you can take is really important. And so I share a lot of guiding principles in the book around being strategic, operational, and relational. I talk about the type of personas you're going to have to deal with in the space of DEI and ESG around being champions and supporters, challengers and blockers, and then also ultimately how different figures and moments in history can help inspire us and give us something to think about as we move forward into the future in the space of DEI and ESG, but also just as a society in general, in a way that the corporate can really be a part of the efforts of change, but then show valuable impact. Frankly, all that I just said is really important, but if you can't measure it, if you can't show value and quantify the actual impact, we can lose a lot of ground. And so that's also deeply in the book and ingrained in what we do. And Zoe talked about it. And her and I, we can go on academic conversations for hours about this. It's so incredibly important. And so the book is kind of a rounded out introduction of all of those different principles.
And so, Jordan, you know, so much work going into the book, all about inspiration and inspiring others. What actually inspired you? You've highlighted a lot of different areas, but what was that major inspiration to sit down and write this book?
Two things. Me as a child. When I was a kid, you know, I mentioned the environment I grew up in. I valued escapism, if I'm being honest. I did not enjoy the things that I saw when I looked around the room. Or looked around my community. I remember I'd be playing out in the front yard, and my yard, mind you, was, you know, maybe 10 foot by 10 foot at most. And a car would drive by and I'd run behind a tree because I was scared about whether or not, you know, I'd be a target or something. It happened all the time. You know, we used to sleep on the floor to avoid drive-bys. And we had bullet holes in our windows when I grew up. And so that environment makes you feel like you want to escape. And writing for me became that escape early. Now, I've always wanted to write a book. When I was young, that book might have been dragons and, you know, visiting other planets and that type of escapism. Today, it's not so much escapism as much as it was opportunity. Because that's really what escapism is anyways, it's opportunity. And I saw an opportunity to take the conversations I was having and put it in the form of a book. And in terms of what inspires me, that second thing is the people I get a chance to talk to. It's the people I get a chance to work with, the amazing, incredible, underrepresented candidates and clients and employees and colleagues I get to work with every day that have incredible stories. And there's just such an amazing opportunity to do something great. And frankly, if there's nothing else in the world that I do, and I can just help change one individual life, then this life will have been worth it. And I treated the book in the exact same way. If one person can be impacted in a way that can help change lives, it's worth it. And that's ultimately what inspired me to finally sit down and start typing.
And you know, when you think about that motivation to inspire others to change at least one life, my gosh, I mean, it says it all, Jordan. And we're all, as a global audience, deeply grateful for everything that you're doing and for the time you took to help share this inspiring piece of work with the planet. That is profound. We'll ask you a little bit later to tell us all how we can order and get this book. But until then, I'd like to continue and also ask Zoe. So Zoe, you're building all of these relationships with external organizations. And how does that even begin? I mean, you've got stakeholders, you've got external organizations. How do you work with these entities? How do you begin to do that to advance KPMG's DEI and ESG agenda?
Well, so there are a couple of things. I mean, so we are, as a firm, deeply committed to ESG and DEI. We have our Accelerate 2025, which set out targets for our workforce. We set those out in 2020 with a plan of how we're going to achieve greater diversity by 2025. But we also work with other companies. And that is where we have some of our greatest impact, is helping other organizations with their DEI and their ES journey. And I want to touch on what Jordan talked about knowing your why. And knowing your why is really important for a company as well. And that's one of the first questions we ask when we are engaged to work with organizations, is why are you doing this? Explain us why you're doing this. And that is a very surprisingly revealing question. We find some organizations that'll say, you know what, I just want to make sure that I'm consistent. I'm looking at my peers. I'm seeing what they're doing. I don't want to be an outlier. So I want to see how I'm doing so that I'm not one of the bad guys. And then we have organizations that say, I really think that diversity is critical to my business strategy, and I want to lead with this. I believe it's critical to my workforce. I believe it's critical to how I engage with customers and society as a whole. And there's a real spectrum there, and there's a range in between. And so the question is, what is your why? Why are you doing this? And who's leading that? So Jordan talked a lot about that passion. And what we see with companies is, if you're going to be successful in your own DEI journey, you have to have that passion. Somebody has to deeply believe this is critical. This is important to my organization. This is important to my people. I care. However, if you only have the passion and you don't also understand the impact to your business, it's not going to work either. And so what we find is with organizations, you need to have that why that combines both the leadership and the commitment, as well as the understanding this is actually going to be for our top and bottom line. And that conversation, that combination of the two, because you can see this with organizations. People have their passion projects, and those are great. But if you haven't tied those to the business metric, then other passion projects will take precedent. And if you only have a project or initiative that only has the numbers and there isn't the leadership behind it, it also loses steam. So it's important, and KPMG believes that as well, and we've tied it to our business, but we have those conversations with other companies saying, hey, this is a journey. This is something that, as Jordan said, we're talking about ESG in a new way, and that's really exciting. But fundamentally, the principles behind business are the same, which is, how do we allocate scarce resources? How do we figure out the best way to take care of our people and our customers and our shareholders? And we believe that ESG and DEI is really an incredibly critical part of that.
Thank you for that. It's incredible to hear the breadth and depth and the connection to these external stakeholders that you're so focused on, and connecting it back to the business mission, which I believe as well, having had hundreds of these interviews with C-suite leaders, it always ties back to the business mission, right? You can't have a disconnect there, especially as you're looking at DEI and ESG. And so are there specific initiatives? And I know there are many. So I should say, what specific initiatives are you, either of you, you can both certainly answer this question. We can start with Zoe. Most proud of, what are you most proud of that you've worked on at KPMG?
Oh, it's that would take a long time. I'm really proud of a lot of the opportunities I've had. I think that when it relates to DEI and ESG specifically, what I'm proud of is, like I mentioned, you have a lot of passion. DEI is deeply, deeply personal for many people who work with it. And we certainly have clients that have DEI professionals who have a lot of experience and understand the different components, whether that's talent attraction or retention, the different pieces. But we also have a lot of clients who are deeply committed to DEI, but need some help figuring out how to add the project aspect of it. How do you add the rigor? How do you make this into something that's very executable? And so where I am the most proud is when I've been able to help teams that have the passion, the commitment, and then we add the other elements so that it's something they can actually execute, where they can go to their leadership and say, here are the five things we're going to do. Here's how it's tied to our business mission. Here's how we're going to measure progress. Here's how we're going to see progress over time. I'm most proud of when I can help a client say, this is something I care about. Now, how do I make this something very tangible? So it combines the strategy with the tactics and it can really show progress. So there are many stories and it's been really exciting. And KPMG has been leading from the front with that. But it's been great to see the combination, because at the end of the day, we want to measure impact. We aren't just about pontificating. We aren't just about having the philosophy. It's really about having a project. People can say, I can get behind this. I know what I'm accountable for. I can show that progress. And I can ultimately show how I'm going to have a positive impact in what I do.
Thank you, Zoe. Those insights are so critically important. And I'd like to follow up with that question on the data and the technology. How do you leverage those two things, the technology and the data, to help enhance your efforts on DEI and ESG?
So it's got to be very much data driven. And like I mentioned, a lot of companies are already tracking a lot of the workforce data. They know who's getting in the door. They're looking at who they're recruiting. They're looking at attrition. What they're not always doing is pulling it together. One of the things we've seen with ESG as a whole is because, again, there are elements of ESG that have been around for quite a while, but they're oftentimes in disparate parts of the company. So we will see that, oh, so for the 10Ks, we have certain information here. For HR, we have information here. What companies aren't always doing very well is looking across and saying, if I'm looking at what all needs to be included to successfully discuss ESG, here are all the different elements. Here are all the different departments. In some cases, it's kind of cobbled together. And so it's really important that the data is pulling from multiple systems, that there's ultimate transparency and there's accountability. Without that, it is very difficult to make that business case that we're talking about. So what we see for a lot of companies, it's not just a question of data. It's about question of transparency of data, and then also the organizations behind it, so that people are having the free flow of information and communication and not blocking because of silos or different departments. You know, you see a lot of times, this is as old as time, the right hand, the left hand aren't really knowing what the other is doing. And for ESG, it is so critical that somebody has accountability for all of that, can look and figure out where is all the data coming from, how can it be integrated, and then ultimately, how can the accountabilities be driven based on that?
And so, Zoe, as we look at the future of DEI and ESG, how do you envision KPMG evolving in this space?
So you're going to hear me say it again. It's about business impact. Where I see evolving, what I think, we had such a reckoning in the United States that obviously spilled out into the rest of the world. So when we talked about where are we with diversity, where are we with inclusion, you had a lot of companies saying, I'm not where I want to be. That for a long time, people thought of these activities as corporate social responsibility. They very much thought Monday through Friday, I do my business on Saturday, then maybe I'll get together with some people on my team and we'll go volunteer. And then we've done our part to be good corporate citizens. And what happened is that companies said, that's not enough. We need to be more involved. We need to show our impact. We need to really integrate this into our business strategy. That was great. That awareness was fantastic. And I'm really thrilled about that. What you see happening now and where I see us going is saying, all right, that's great. We've started doing things. That's great. We've started thinking about our business in terms of DEI. Now, how do we actually track accountability? How do we make sure that people who are in charge have the resources that they need, that they have the authority that they need. They have the ability to circle back and say, where is the business impact? How are we actually tracking that? So what I think is going to happen, I think KPMG and our clients across the board will look at that and say, how do we make sure this is truly treated like a business imperative, not as a nice to have, not as something that goes away when budgets get tight, but something that is absolutely baked into our business with those accountabilities So that is part of it too. You've got to be able to track, you've got to have the data, and you've got to be able to hold people accountable to say, is this working? And if not, how do we fix that? So where I see it evolving is that we had the awareness, which is awesome. We had the desire to do more, which is awesome. Now I think you'll see more accountability, more tracking, and ever evolving improvement.
And real quick too, George, I want to comment as well on the talent side of this. I mean, when you think about the future generations that are entering the workforce now, this is becoming not just a nice to have, it's becoming a requirement for that talent. They're looking at organizations saying, what are you doing? And because more now than ever, we see that actually female graduates outpace male graduates. We see that underrepresented talent in every different community are graduating at significantly higher rates than they were 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. That means that we need to have organizations consider and prioritize the experience of the talent as they come into the organization. But what talent really wants to know is not only what you're going to do for me, but what are you going to do for my community? What are you doing for society? And those are things that as organizations, you have to be able to not only show that you're doing something, but also then prove it. And that goes back to what Zoe just mentioned extremely well. And what I get really excited about working with organizations and clients with is now that you want to do something, now that you're talking about doing something, let's go do it. And then let's start measuring that. Let's start proving out that we're making impact and that we're going to continue to prioritize maximizing that impact with the resources that we have available.
That's right. And Zoe and Jordan, you know, we could go on and on. I mean, the impact, the leadership, the strategy around the leadership and the impact, I mean, it's truly profound and something that is so enlightening for so many millions of people that will be watching this program on IdeaGen TV. I'd like to close by asking each of you, what is your global call to action and how can folks find out more about KPMG and Jordan's book, A Career Unpaved, Insights and Inspiration for a Career in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Jordan?
Well, to first answer the book thing, I'll tell you, if you go to Amazon.com, type in A Career Unpaved, it should be the first thing that pops up in your books section. And I'm super excited about it. I hope everyone gets a chance. And if you do enjoy it, I'd love to hear from you. In terms of a global call to action, I think it's really just reiterating a lot of what we've talked about. Whether you're an individual thinking about DEI and ESG as a career path, whether you're an individual thinking about how you can affect your community, know your why. Know your why, know what you want your steps to look like. The whole reason I called the book A Career Unpaved is based on the metaphor that most of what we've done in our environments and our communities is something that has been easy for us. Not easy, it's not hard to get where you got, but there's a paved aspect to it. It still requires you to walk on that road, drive on that road, but somebody had to find that. Someone had to discover it. Someone had to lay down the groundwork and the asphalt, et cetera, right? And that DEI and ESG is in the moment where you're standing on the edge of that road, you're looking out into this lush forest of opportunity, to be cheesy, for half a moment. And you're armed with this opportunity and a unique opportunity to discover new ground and innovate in this space. And so whether you're an individual standing on the edge of that road thinking, I want to get involved, I want to jump in, or you're an organization going, I don't know what's next. And as an organization, you're also standing on the edge of that road. I ultimately would say, know your why, start identifying your future pathway. And as Zoe has mentioned, you know, extremely well multiple times, find your systems of measurement, find your opportunities to show tangible progress. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you know, whether it be through KPMG, which ideally would be great, or others, just reach out, ask questions and start the conversation.
Jordan, well said. We'd love to hear the closing from Zoe on your call to action and how can folks find out more about your incredibly impactful work at KPMG.
So I reiterate, definitely know your why within your organization, but also know your who. So if you are in a company, figure out there is somebody in your company who's thinking about ESG. Are they thinking about all aspects of it? Are they thinking about, have they brought everybody to the table, and figure out what that is? Ask what they're doing. Ask where they're getting their data. Look at the transparency of information and see how you can be a part of it. If you are the one responsible for ESG, then look around. Does everybody understand? Do they know the impact of the business? Could this a person anywhere from a board member to a person who's in the field talk about how it's actually going to impact what they do every day and the impact of the business? And if not, figure that out. How you can find us. So if you look at KPMG ESG or look at my name, there's information there. And we've got a lot around ESG as a whole, the S specifically, and also DEI. Look forward to hearing from you. Always good for a conversation. You can also find us on LinkedIn.
Jordan Mitchell, Associate Director for DEI and ESG at KPMG. And Zoe Thompson, U.S. Social Strategy Lead at KPMG. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for all the impact you're making across the planet. And thank you so very much for helping to get us to achieving the global goals.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here. We look forward to continuing the conversation. It's an exciting time and we're glad to be a part of it.
We agree. We're honored.